Hey there, folks. Todd Van Allen here, host of Comedy Above the Pub. Thank you for joining us for Season 2, Episode 8. We got Jason Blanchard on, good old friend of ours. Love having him in the studio whenever we can get him. And his time is borrowed an awful lot lately because he talks to us a lot about performing on cruises. A lot of comics do it. He seems to have found the knack to it, so he dispels secrets. Stay tuned. If you have not had a chance to go back and listen to our second phoner with Henry Rollins, do so. You can go to comedyabovethepub.com and download that. Hey, speaking of downloads, you can get a free listen book. Thank you, good people at audible.com. If you go to our website again, you'll see get a free book and you'll get a 14-day trial from the good people at audible.com. And yeah, you get a free book. How do you like that? Go get it. In terms of my dates, as this drops right now, I'm going to be out in Montreal at the Comedy Works performing tonight, the 25th and the 26th, Saturday. I will be hosting out there. Should be a great show. 28th, the Monday, I am back in Toronto doing a spot at the Alt Dot at the Rivoli. Love doing that. And April 1st, I will be hosting the Phil Station for Balmy Comedy. That is out in the east end of Toronto. Make sure you go down and check that out. It's always, always a good time. Anyway, here we go. The boat is leaving. We got to run for the docks. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Jason Blanchard. Oh, and me and Ian. Okay.
This is comedy.
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 Comedy. Comedy Above the Pub.
This is Joanna Denning.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Nasa Gay.
Kevin Brosh.
This is John Wing.
Tracy Hoyt.
This is Adam Groh.
This is Jason Patterson.
It's Peter Anthony. You're listening to Comedy Above the Pub.
I just blew your mind.
Hey there, folks, this is Todd Van Allen. Welcome to Comedy Above the Pub. It's a pleasure to have you here, or if you've been listening, back. We have Ian Atlas.
Absolutely.
Back with us.
You know it.
It's a pleasure.
Giving the people what they want.
I wouldn't go that far. Ladies and gentlemen, we have in studio, and there's a debate as to whether that's an actual term or not. I have been using it thusly. I know a lot of people get upset about it. We'll see how he feels about it. Friend of the show. Friend of the podcast was here in early days when we were, merely piecing this together in a living room over Skype,
known as pre-Atlas.
He went. Those were the days, eh, man? Remember those days? I'm gonna bring him in right now so he can respond to that. Very funny, very talented. Love working with him whenever I can, Mr. Jason
Watch
Blanchard.
Blow him, Todd.
Mr. Jason Blanchard.
Thank you,
see,
Todd.
This is called esteem, Ian. this is how that works. Maybe if you weren't such a hateful fuck, maybe people would like you. Well, Jason, it's a pleasure to have you.
It's good to be here. It's your house.
Yeah.
If you want to call it a studio, it's a studio.
Sure. You can have a studio anywhere.
Absolutely.
The technology is such that it doesn't really matter. Microphones, you could put it in your car.
Well, you could have a studio with some tin cans and some string if you really wanted.
Those were early days.
And those were what we did.
Those were early days. Yeah, you were here on the Skype days.
Skype days, and when we used to do it at McVeigh's.
Right.
When people would come sauntering in, making loud noises.
Looking for a show.
Is the show on? Is the show on tonight?
Episode 69, where we discovered
episode
how many
69.
Women Todd actually had sex with.
Yes. Yep. That number has not climbed, by the way.
I would good for you.
Climbed in the least.
The frequency or the amount of times having sex, I hope, have increased.
Nope, about the same too.
Oh, no.
About the same too.
So if you want to find out, you got to search out episode 69.
Episode 69 TVA podcast. If you go to heyitstva.com or tomandallen.com, two roads, same destination, go to the podcast tab, and they're all listed there. You're listed two or three times
on
that one.
I mean, I'm no Dave Patterson 400 times on a podcast.
Thank you, Jason.
What is that hate? What is this?
No, I love Dave, hate, but even Dave is like going, oh my God, I got nothing. He's making stuff up.
I was here 3 days ago, Todd.
So what's new? Laundry got done. Good. Tell us about that.
He's so hurting. He actually will read Cosmo just for the
podcast.
Yeah,
he does. Well, I read this survey the other day about how to please your man. This is your first coffee in a long while.
Yes.
You're slurping. So we're going to see a very hyper Jason. Well, I don't know what that's going to be like.
Why are you cutting out the coffee? What's all this? You came in and you said you're limiting your booze. You're limiting your coffee intake. What's going on there?
Well, I've been doing cruise ship work.
Right.
And while you're there, essentially over the course of a cruise, technically I'm working 2.5 hours
mm-hmm.
a cruise.
Right.
Which is not a lot of time. So you got to find time or find things to fill your time. So I started to regiment myself with actually scheduling workouts, mm-hmm. scheduling time to write,
yeah.
time to actually relax and read yeah. and all that good stuff.
It's easier when, I would say like when you're, when you, definitely when you're on the road and stuff like that, definitely with a cruise, you're even more captive than you would be on the road. Like on the road, there's definitely distractions, but you can still ladle out your time like that. You can say, okay, the gym's in the hotel. I'll go to the gym. I'll do that. Mm-hmm. But definitely with a cruise, you're like, well, what else am I going to do?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
it's so much easier to eat healthy on a cruise ship. Because a lot of people are like, oh my God, you must be. Well, no, because people as a whole, I mean, you figure out there's what, 10% of people are stupid. You got sure. 10% of people are assholes.
Mm-hmm.
So you take 20% of people on a 4,000 people cruise, you got like 800
idiots.
And
assholes.
Yeah, it's okay. horrible. So,
and they're all in the buffet line ahead
all
of you.
All in the buffet. So what you do is I can basically, I know where to, not cut in line, but I know where they have the different, I can go to, grab a salad,
mm-hmm.
grab some meat and go.
Right.
And then sit down, relax, try to hide.
So you're off the carbs too, it sounds like, if you're just doing this, you're just doing the salad. See, this sounds like that, like twice a year I do like a cleanse that I try and mm-hmm. do the same thing. So it's like no coffee, no alcohol, refined sugar, no starches yeah. or complex carbs, no dairy.
I know, I remember.
Not the dairy, yeah.
This is when you're irritated and mm-hmm. you get along better with Ian Atlas.
I do. I become very curmudgeonly. And I don't like...
We bond over those times.
And here's the thing. I don't like me.
I don't like
you
either.
I join the long queue of people who don't like me. And yeah, I stand in line to face the I don't like Todd lineup.
Well, they have this detox cleanse thing on the cruise that they sell. So it's a
Are you serious?
Well, it's a three-month thing. And basically all it does is it cleans out your liver.
For the staff?
No. They sell it. We get a staff discount on right. anything. But we end up, it's basically to clean out your liver so you could digest fat properly.
But, okay, hang on. So they do it, it's a 3-month course?
No, it's a 3-month tablets and stuff. So I'm in month 2 of it. So
you're taking pills?
They're all natural stuff. You should see. I don't have it with me. I would
see if the listener had a camera on my face, they would see me very. I'm giving you the stink.
Well, that's
this
the
one.
Cleanse
really?
Part of it. Like it's to flush.
All natural.
Yeah, there's all like these different.
Is
scenes.
It wrapped in bark? How do you know this no. is all natural? Like, what do you mean?
I'm going on faith, man. Going on faith.
You go. So you take strangers' drugs on a boat.
Well, first off,
okay.
The last thing that Carnival is going to do
right.
is try to do something where it'll come back and bite them in the ass. So
sure.
if they're selling it, it means 100 people, 100 different companies tried to sell this or something like it, and they all had to go through, and this was the one that they picked as to represent their company.
Have you thought that maybe they're just trying to clean out the 800 assholes? Have you thought of that?
That could be it, too.
Sure.
Well, and it's
is this like a blind placebo test or some sort of double blind thing that they're doing?
Well, the one of the personal trainers mm-hmm. on the Liberty, because I've been on so many ships, man, it's hard to keep track.
It's good that you dropped that name of the boat because people were wondering.
Well,
myself, as he better have been on the Liberty.
Well, I have
is
been.
This?
Well,
I don't know any of these.
It's how they name the ships, right?
Okay.
They have different classes of ships
sure.
by how big
so,
they are.
So the Liberty only sets sail on July 4th?
No.
Okay.
The Liberty is a, yeah, look at, for those of you who heard that smack, that was Ian's hand slapping
yes.
his forehead,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to assume will happen a couple more times.
Yes. That's so, how I know we're
at least
making
until
good
I start
work.
Slapping Todd.
Well, you see, and here's what happened. I originally did a show up in Tamworth.
Yeah, I know Tamworth.
And it was
for
a,
sure.
it was a gig booked through my agent, and it was one of those show up for a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
14-year-olds in the audience, 84-year-olds in the audience,
and no one else.
Well, no, and
bring actually, your grandkids to the show,
but everybody yeah. in between. So right. it was one of those shows, and for comics who are listening, and you've been faced with that, you're almost playing tennis.
Uh-huh.
You go, here's one for you, here's one for you, here's
yep.
one for you. And you try to keep everybody interested.
Yep.
For those of us who still care. I know some comics don't care.
And they just go up and...
They go up and do... So I'm trying...
Apathetic comedians? Never heard of it.
Well, so I guess the guy wrote a nice letter.
Uh-huh.
And I was not high on my agent's list of guys.
Sure.
Right? I was the, you know, oh, we need somebody, we'll throw Jason in.
Right.
Well, he must have wrote a really nice letter. Mm-hmm. So he asked me if I wanted to try out cruise ships.
Right.
I said, absolutely. Filled out all the paperwork, sent in a video in the beginning of August. And then they came back and said, we don't like them.
Let's go back for a second, because I am going to come back to the cruise ships, because there's a whole entire catalog of questions I've got around this. I want to go back to that, to the show, the fact that you were keeping everyone engaged. Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. Trying to. And obviously, you did something well, because you got your nice letter that you were able to put up on the fridge, and suddenly you're getting, you know, asked on boats. What's your take on, because you alluded to the fact that some comics just don't care, right? Some don't, and they say, hey, my craft is my craft, and that's going to be it. But there's the other school of thought where at the end of the day, you're paid to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
You're paid to engage these people. These people came here to hear jokes. They came here to have a good time.
Yeah.
So at some point, you have to craft the meal, if you will, for them such that it's going to be palatable to them. Do you have that problem of, like, you know, like tailoring your show? Like, what, like, where do you sit there and go, finally, on some shows, this is my, for lack of a better word, artistic set, where I'm just going to do the stuff that Jason Blanchard wants to do? And I'm assuming you don't refer to yourself in the third person.
No, I do not.
But what's the, like, where do you draw that line? Like, at what point do you say, now I'm able to do this?
Well, I mean, it all comes down to having enough material, too. Mm-hmm. Like, if you only have 20 minutes,
artistry goes out the window.
There is no switching gears, right? But what I mean by don't care is, I guess, yeah, there are just guys who go up, and we know them. They're friends of ours.
Yeah.
Right? They're our friends. We love them. They're great guys. Mm-hmm. But they'll go into a room, and they'll do exactly what they want to do. And if it's not going well, instead of trying to bring them around, they'll almost try to bury it deeper. And right. I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you're going to get more money and be able to do the shows you really want to do when you do these shows.
Right.
So in that particular case, it's just a matter of, picking what material you're going to do and being able to kind of bounce stuff. And, you know, you've done it. You're in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you find somebody who's 14, you talk to an 80-year-old, and you got both of them kind of engaged, and you're fine, right?
Yeah. Now, how much time were you doing at that point that you were playing this tennis match? Was it a full headline set?
That was like 45.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long time to engage a lot of people. I remember having someone in Gananoque. I had the same sort of situation, except it was even worse. It wasn't even like they were in front of me. I had the 80-year-olds and that in front of me, and then it was in the middle of a restaurant. So behind me is the 20 and 30-year-olds.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this joke's for them. I literally would turn myself around, put my back to them, and then I would come back and go, "You missed that, didn't you? Okay, and now here's one for you." And then I'd throw something out, and knowing it was going to be targeted for them, get that laugh, and it's like, it's weird dynamics that you have to come back. Is that the weirdest one you've had? In terms of like show dynamics, where not just age range, maybe, but like something else.
No, the most uncomfortable show was the very first family friendly show on the cruise ship, because there's kids, staring at you, little kids who shouldn't be at a show, but
it's carnival.
Well, yeah, and Carnival is not a luxury liner. It is the fun ship, right? So some people want to go on a cruise and just go to the ports. These guys, I mean, the entertainment staff, they work really hard.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'll say really fucking hard. I mean, they have a lot of hours, and they got stuff going on. I wouldn't want to do their job, but they're very good at it, and they have a lot of fun. So, I mean, as far as cruising goes, I like that.
Yeah.
But the people are fun, so it's not like, you know, so like the other Holland America, they say that they get the newlyweds and the nearly deads.
Right.
Right. So if you can imagine, they do apparently like a 45-minute show on their crew, and it's in the big theater, right, with 1,400 people. What Carnival does now is they have a Punchliners Comedy Club. So in a course of a 7-day cruise, there's 4 comics on that cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is I'll fly down, like for my next cruise, I fly down to Belize.
Right.
And I will.
As you do.
As I do.
Yeah.
Belize is the only port I know how many times I've been there, because the customs form asks you to fill it out.
Right.
The other ones, I stopped keeping track. So this will be my 9th trip to Belize in September. And I will board the Dream. I don't like Belize. I do not like it at all. It's my least favorite port.
Why?
Because the taxi drivers are crazy. The cars are not reliable, and it's the...
You just described every city I've ever taken a cab in.
No, not until you've been to Belize, Todd. When the cab driver on your very first trip tells you he never, because I was like, oh, well, at least you get to pick somebody back to come up from the airport. And he goes, I never pick up anybody in Belize that isn't a tourist. I've been stabbed twice.
Mm-hmm. You're about to get three, buddy.
Well, when we were in the car driving, he was speeding like a son of a bitch. So I reached to get my seatbelt and mm-hmm. he goes, oh, don't bother. It doesn't work.
Ah, nice.
Then you get to the port, and because Belize has the second largest reef, coral mm-hmm. reef in the world.
So you get divers.
Yes, but you can't park the boat so close. So it's a half-hour-long tender ride of getting out there. And when you're getting to the boat, you're carrying your luggage, mm-hmm. which is another story, man. I never check luggage. Everything is carry-on.
Yeah.
Right? So even if I'm going down for 14 days, I have enough for 5 days worth of clothes, mm-hmm. and then you do laundry.
Right.
Because if I would have checked bags, I would have missed three ships. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Oh, so you're bad at time management.
No, they are. Delta, fuck you.
No.
You're alienating everybody today.
You are. Well, first of all,
First
Belize. Now, the Delta office in Belize is certainly going to be getting some phone calls.
Now, Belize loves Canada because we were the ones who put in their sewage system, their water system, and two bridges. Yeah, the stuff you learn while on the road.
Whenever they flush a toilet, they sing, "Oh Canada."
So two comics will join a cruise. If it's a 7-day cruise, we join in the middle, mm-hmm. right? So then I stay and do the last half of shows. So two nights of shows. There's five shows each night. Mm-hmm. Each comic does five shows, three one night, two the next. And then we stay on board in port. New passengers come on. You do a welcome aboard show, which is like 1,400 people in the theater, mm-hmm. and they do their dancers. They do a couple games to introduce the staff. They sing, and then the comics come out and do a 3-minute set, like a teaser set. So you come out, you do that, and then people go, oh, we'll go to the comic.
We'll go see him.
Then you do your shows, and then you leave. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So in a 7-day cruise, you do 10 shows.
Now, you're also on there with a whole bunch of other comics.
Yes. Of course.
Yes. Have you seen anyone tank it on the teaser show?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm assuming it wasn't you. You're a professional consummate.
Well, and here's the thing, because some of the guys are...
Was it you? Did you tank one?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But that was the show I was most worried about.
Of course. Because you got three minutes to make them happy.
And it was like... But it's 1,400 people. They just got on board. The ship
They haven't had a daiquiri yet.
Oh,
have they?
You are so wrong.
Okay. God. I've never taken a cruise. Take me through this.
Well, why don't we take a break and then Jason can go through the whole cruise process.
I still want to know who tanked. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm John Cattucci, and you are listening to Comedy Above the Pub on the interweb, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hey there, folks. This is Tavin Allen back, looking for a new Ian. And
we're looking at you, McIntyre.
Yeah. That's true.
You could audition Ian's. We'll get Ian Lynch in here.
Season one. It would be fantastic.
If someone can find Ian Pete?
Not Ian Lynch so much. He's his hair is way too fine for me. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of hair, or I guess not. Nope. Jason Blanchard is here.
If I grow it out, I still have more than you, Todd.
Probably.
Bam.
Probably. Take that, me.
There you go. Well, why don't you just end it? Just shave it all off.
No, that's fine. I enjoy a tuft. That's fine.
What's a tuft? Is a tuft?
Yeah,
it's like a little my goal, bunny tail on top of his head.
My goal in life is to finally, at some point, look like Mr. Weatherby from the Archie comics, and I think I'm just about there.
Wow,
that's a lot of weight to gain, Todd.
I'm up for it. I just need a couple more club sandwiches
Agatha
a day.
Is a wonderful cook.
She is the delicious cook, sir.
Can you be a delicious cook?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you, a cannibal?
Yes, as a matter of fact. There's a long line of paper boys that don't make it out of their route.
No doubt.
On a Saturday and Sunday. Jason Blanchard's our guest. Just freshly purelled his hands from his trip on the subway.
You do know that the people didn't take a break like we took a break.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're just back going,
I know.
Why did they even bother?
They probably heard someone talking about something, probably a John Cattucci. Maybe. If I had to guess, probably something like that.
Some sort of bumper.
But we've had a great break. Ian was trying to muscle you into dishing on people that you hate. Speaking of which, let's not do that. This 3-minute thing, I want to get back to this.
Okay.
Who have you seen tank it?
Well, I mean...
Not names. What has happened? Well, what untoward has happened during the show? Because that, to me, would be devastating.
Well, two of the guys who come to mind, mm-hmm. one had been doing... He's been doing cruise ship work for a long time.
Okay.
And...
Would jaded be a good word to describe him?
No.
Okay.
He's not jaded. It just comes down to, I think, you reach a certain comfort level.
Sure.
Where perhaps you don't care as much.
Or you just think, oh yeah, it's another one of these, I'm fine.
Well, the other guy, he's been doing, they switched this new format in April. Mm-hmm. So he's been doing it since April. So we're backstage. And it's one of those moments he's like, man, I never know what I'm going to do in these things. I'm just going to go up there and see what happens. And I'm like,
that sounds like first guys ever going up.
Well, then and he looks at me and I'm like, I know exactly
what I'm going doing. To do. Yes.
Like I have my phone. I have an Android phone. I have all my set lists.
Way the name drop. Are you doing product placement now?
I should. I'm holding it up for everybody to see. The HTC Desire.
Wow.
It's an awesome phone.
You've heard it here first. Jason Blanchard has Desire in his pants.
I do. So we end up, so he goes up. Both of these guys, it happened. Well, for the one guy, it happened once where he went up. It was worse because I went first.
Right.
With this comic. And then, you know, it's 3 minutes. And those of you who've ever done a showcase, you know, you look and you're like, okay, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, not that joke. It's like I try to pack as much in, and it's not your best stuff because you still have shows to do.
Yeah.
So you go up, boom, they like you, you leave. And so I go up, and it goes really well. He goes up. Shit's a brick.
Okay.
Right? Shit's the – oh, man. And it was just uncomfortable.
Just because, silence. Well, because 1,400 people, and you can hear, like, drink stirring.
This was my – this would have been my – my third cruise,
right?
My third time. So I'm still in that mode of every report that goes into head office.
Absolutely.
Sees if I still continue to work. Mm-hmm. And so after that, every time we worked together, miraculously, he went first.
Huh.
Because the cruise directors come up and say, well, he has to go first.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's good. And the other guy, it was, he had went up first and, it was just, And he did great in the club.
Right.
The second guy does great in the club. They love him. Mm-hmm. But in that 3 minutes,
yeah.
And even afterwards, he was like, I think I need to be better prepared. And I was like, you're fucking right, you do. Right?
Because winging it's working out really well for him.
Well, I mean.
This is your flyer to them to say, I'm worth coming to see.
But you can't.
Boom.
You cannot engage very well. 1,400 people. Mm-hmm. You only have 3 minutes. And when somebody said something down here, you have to repeat it, which if he doesn't do, which they didn't, the person way in the back has no idea what is being said. So those are, I mean, now I don't stress about those ones. I have my set, and then I take those jokes out when I do the family joke.
Right.
So everything. I just feel like I'm organized, and now after a couple months, everything is in the zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is a thing about you that I have learned over my years of hanging out and working with Jason Blanchard. You are very systematic in your approach. It takes you one run of anything to do something, and then I blame your military training on this. Mm-hmm. And when I say blame, I mean thank. You will go into a situation and go, okay, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to have this ready, I need to have this happen at this particular point in time, and then here's your jokes.
Well, and one of the things I did on the ship was I made sure that, like, I was fortunate enough that the first family show, well, my first time on, okay, let's back up because you had asked about this.
Yes.
So my agent says they didn't like your video. And I remember on the phone going, oh no.
Yeah.
And then he goes, if it makes you feel any better, they didn't like Brian Lasnik.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? How can you not like Brian Lasnik?
Who is one of the, for the audience who does not know, fantastic fella.
Oh.
Absolutely great.
Off stage, on stage. Yeah. But he gets so many extra little laughs in his set just for not saying anything. He's very good at that.
Yep.
So I felt, okay. And then
so they're fussy. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes. So they didn't like. Well, it's hard that tape. I mean, when they see a tape, you don't know how. Is it 10 o'clock in the morning on a Monday that they're watching this and they decide? Eh. So this is the beginning of August. August goes by. September almost starts. I have to have my gallbladder out.
Right.
Which is never a good thing. Mm-hmm. And then I get a call on a Wednesday.
Jason, after the gallbladder.
Well, no, 2 weeks after the gallbladder.
Okay.
So I had internal bleeding from doing a show too early. And I get a call from him saying, you want to do them? I'm like, yes. He goes, pack your bags. You're flying to Nassau tomorrow.
Hmm.
So within 23 hours of that call, I'm standing in the Bahamas looking up at the Carnival Pride, which is the name of the ship. And I'm
Liberty boarding. And Pride?
I've been on the
very boastful, these names.
Of course. I've been on the Pride, Triumph, Liberty, Legend, Dream, Miracle, Valor, Destiny
inspiration. Okay,
now we're getting into now we're into stripper names
and imagination. So aww. I've done all of these.
I would have thought they would do
a very whimsical set of names.
Well, Pride told me they could probably lapse into the deadly sins because gluttony, from what I've heard, is prevalent.
Well, the Pride.
I want to go on Wrath.
Pride. yeah. Well, they have 20. They have 24 ships starting in the spring when the magic comes out.
Sure.
And here's a cool thing: when Carnival gets a new ship, they pay for it in cash.
Oh, sure. Because like they're a shady organization.
Every other cruise line, well, they own, like Princess is owned by Carnival.
Right.
And a couple other ones. But they don't finance any of their ships, which means every ship sails full. Because if they have a couple rooms, they blast it out to the travel agents. People who live in ports
will take a cruise.
For $150.
Sure.
Right?
Well, that's how Expedia works.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how it works. So but my first night on the cruise, when you get on board, you go to the office, you sign in, they give you your name tag, they give you your ID.
Sure.
You fill out all your expense reports for your travel and you put them in. And then you get your letter of when your shows are. And so, okay, no problem. I'm not performing tonight on the Welcome Aboard show. On that particular show, they had another comic, just one person doing the Welcome Aboard. So in my head, I'm like,
oh, I don't need to do it.
That's good. Right. Oh, wait a second. I'm trying to think. No, that's not. Because I came on to NASA, so there was no Welcome Aboard show. They said no show tonight. And I'm walking around the ship, and I hear, hey, tonight we've got one R-rated show, and it's Jason Blanchard. I'm like, oh, my letter didn't
say. Not on the sheet.
So I didn't know who to find to ask about it. So I just got dressed and went to the room.
Sure.
You know, 15 minutes early, just in case. Right? If I got there and it was a mistake, then okay. But Adam was the comedy club manager / host. And he's like, oh, thank God, I've been trying to reach you. I'm like, I've been lost all day walking around the ship. Mm-hmm. So I went up and did the show. Now, the R-rated show I didn't worry about. But my first family-friendly show, I made sure to go and watch the other comic, who was a guy named Jim Brick.
Okay.
And he's been doing them for years. And Jim has a lot of material, but he's very good. He picks on people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's good at it. Like, he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And so I at least could watch them and then figure out, oh, I think this will work.
Is he picking on people in the family show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, I saw him hit a kid in the head.
I'm sorry?
Wait a second. Can't cut me off right there.
No, I want to. He hit a kid. You heard it.
Yes. With the microphone.
Oh!
So the kid in the front, they have tables set up, and the kid puts his head down on the table, and he goes, boom. He goes, sit up straight, son.
Please tell me that there was a windscreen on the microphone.
No, of course not. Oh, it's God. A microphone.
Yeah, I know. What? I've bled on stage from hitting myself in the head with a microphone. That's not cool.
That's not something I tell people.
Yeah.
What?
That you hit yourself in the head with the microphone?
It was an accident.
Oh, well, I figured. If that's on purpose. It's like Andrew Evans banging it on the thing.
Right.
And everybody always saying, you're going to break it. And he's like, it never broke. And then...
The one time... Where was that he snapped it off?
Temiskaming.
That's right.
Brian Hope, myself, Evan Carter on a show. Mm-hmm. And luckily, they had a backup right there.
Right.
And he goes, boom, and it broke.
Right.
Way to go.
Duh.
He doesn't listen to this.
No. No. His dates do. That's what I find funny. Did you not know this?
He's dating?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if you watch enough Intervention, you can get a list of names.
No, unless I think it's fantastic when he does, but you can't like somebody else if you don't like yourself.
That's true. Right? That's very true.
Like, I think all of us like Andrew more than he likes himself.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't go that far.
Wow.
Well, I know on my birthday, his dad calls me to wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, that's swell. That's really nice.
I talk to his dad more than he does.
That's easy. His dad probably has a phone.
Boom.
That might be something.
So, yeah.
We love Andrew Evans. We know that.
We joke.
Anyway, so you get through this dirty show. You're watching this family show. So what was it that you took away from that? Just the boundaries that you could get, or like, because I guess it made it easier to establish that sort of like sense with him having done it so much.
It made me relax a little bit because he did some things that I wouldn't do and wasn't going to do, or things that I thought that was pushing the line. I knew now was still on side,
mm-hmm.
but,
Thunder Tunnel?
It's...
Whoa! Yeah,
no.
Whoa, whoa.
It's, no, but let me tell you...
As he rolls up his sleeves.
Oh, let me tell you. Oh, you guys know the joke. People listening don't.
Do you have it on YouTube?
No.
The Thunder Tunnel?
No, you don't put up... it works into my closer.
I was going to say we could throw it into the show. We could actually throw in the clip of it, but if you don't have it... Don't
well, and it's also a bitty, it's a visual joke.
If you want to come and see it, come and get in a time machine and come tonight and see him and I do this on stage at Absolute. I'm on the show tonight.
Oh, that's right. I know. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And I'm headlining next week. So yes. From the 17th to the 20th, I'm headlining.
Which is also in the past when this hits.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
You're going to need to do a cruise.
Book a cruise. But no, I'm up in Ottawa in April, too. So that's fun.
Road trip.
But we, it's one thing to do a clean show at a corporate or you're at a club and they want a clean show for a fundraiser. It's totally different when kids are there because now there's certain things that I've rewritten that I even say there's jokes I've wrote just to control the kids. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a new blow dart joke.
Right.
And the only reason I wrote it was for later on in the set. If a kid starts to talk to me, I just go like that. And then the whole audience goes nuts.
Right.
Now that joke works too later on. If you get a guy, I got heckled. I don't know how to put this, by some stupid fucking moron, drunk veterinarian at a family-friendly show. He's yelling shit out. I can't respond.
At a family-friendly show.
There's kids there, and I'm looking for the host did a good job of coming down, but the damage is done. He's yelling shit out. Talk about fucking this. I'm like, dude, there's kids here, and I can't.
And he's a veterinarian.
He's an asshole, too. So I was like, I'm up on stage, and all I can do, because there's kids, like at this point, we got maybe... 15 of these little kids and then like 10 to 15 all there. And the only thing I could think to do at that moment was, I know you are, but what am I? Right. And at the moment it worked.
Sure.
Right. Cause of the kids. But at the end, I'm like, you need to come to my R-rated show.
Yes. And please sit up front.
And I looked for him at every single one.
Right.
And he didn't come.
No, of course not.
No. Cause I even said, you, everybody make sure he comes. You come back. Right. but with kids there,
you're at a disadvantage because he's the one that's used to dealing with animals, not you. So how did you figure out he was a veterinarian? What did you just call him out? Okay.
Well, at this point,
I just picture him going, I'm a veterinarian. Do this.
Well, no, here's the thing is it comes to, you know, those moments where like at an R-rated show, I'm prepared for hecklers. Mm-hmm. Right now,
because there's no hold bars. And you can
now I'm prepared for family shows, because when something never happens to you, a lot of times you can't see in the future. But when you're a comic, now I sit back and I went back and I have clean R-rated stuff that I use. But at the time, I needed time to think.
Sure.
So I asked him what he did. Mm-hmm. And it was, he was a veterinarian. Well, of course you're a veterinarian. Who wants to work with you? You know, and all that other crap as I hit everything here. I know you think I'm Italian. I talk with my hands. You guys haven't moved once.
No, no. We're very stationary. We're very stoic. And we don't hit a microphone that is nailed to the platform. How do you do that?
Yeah. Cattucci didn't even do that.
I know. He was in here. Diggity daggity diggity all over the place. Manja cake this.
He's got more experience talking with his hands.
Yeah. Is this a new thing for you?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the caffeine.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
That's what it is.
It's even Mexican. Let's take a quick break. Let's get you recaffeinated. Maybe get you some water.
I can tell you where my favorite place in Mexico to go is.
Okay. We'll get that right after this.
Hello. My name is Henry Rollins, and you are listening to Comedy Above the Pub.
And we're back with Jason Blanchard across the table from me. Ian Atlas is here.
I love how Jason's filling in as producer.
I know. He did that for the listener who can't see it. And how could you? He did me the 5-second countdown with his hands pointed to me. Very nice. It was like you were in studio.
I am a producer.
Yes.
That is true. That's true. We'll get to that in a second. You dropped a Mexican teaser. The best place in Mexico to what?
That just sounds dirty. Mexican teaser.
It's a position that you can do. It's in Urban Dictionary.
Well, okay. For the longest time, my favorite Mexican port was the only one I went to, which was Cozumel. And if you ever go to Cozumel, go to a restaurant called La Choza.
La Choza.
La Choza is fantastic.
What's it do?
Are they on Twitter?
My wife, when I told her what it was, she's
are they on Twitter? Como está?
Yeah, no.
Cat P shout out.
The phone there actually had a rotary, so you had to actually dial it. But La Choza is a family-run restaurant in Mexico that not a lot of passengers know about. Mm-hmm. And I went there and had a fajita And it's nothing like a fajita up here.
No, it wouldn't be. It would be good.
It is. I had a pork fajita. I've never seen that.
Ooh.
So it's just basically pork and onions marinated. They give you your fajita pitos to wrap and homemade, well, restaurant made guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
And holy shit.
There's nothing better than that.
So you go to La Choza. But now my favorite port is Maya, Costa Maya.
Sure.
And the reason is very simple. When you go down to the crew, the place the crew hangs out is a place called 40 Canyons, because you get all we look for on a port is free Wi-Fi.
Right.
Because then we can attach to the world and I'll sit there. And if you're on my Facebook friends and all of a sudden I'm chatting to you, it's because I'm lonely.
Which brings us very conveniently to we got to tweet the guest question.
Oh, okay. Well, Costa Maya, why it's my favorite though is on the beach, you can get an hour massage for $20. And let me tell you, it's a good massage. Never pick the little Mexican girls.
Right.
You pick ones with the meaty, beefy arms.
Mm-hmm.
And there's I'm trying to describe it, but you're lying on the beach, so there's no happy endings.
I was going to ask, would the ending be something you could describe as happy?
No, and here's the thing is that you're on the beach on a really comfortable table. Mm-hmm. You got your head thing in there. Mm-hmm. You're in the shade, but there's something about being massaged and having that cool ocean breeze tickling your feet.
Done it.
I tell you.
It's so good.
I'm going to be back there, and I was thinking about paying $40 and having two, one work on my back and one do my legs. That's heaven. My plan. Come on. Is that not?
That's... I find...
Oh, and the 40 Canyons, they do their happy hour, free tequila shots.
Damn, is a happy hour.
Yeah,
that's beyond happy. Doesn't describe that. That's jubilant.
Yeah, but it ends sadly.
Right. That's the sad ending.
Yes,
to the non-happy ending.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So tweet the guest.
We have a tweet the guest question.
That's why Ian's here.
yeah, we do. Yeah, because otherwise I was just going to describe the awkwardness that I have with massages, and it's always not good.
You're welcome, audience.
Things happen.
Nobody tweeted.
They did. We got one, and Renee Paez Comedy.
Oh, nice.
We all know Renee. And this is a question for Jay Blanchard. That would be you. When on a cruise, do they provide ways to contact one's loved ones, like Wi-Fi or telephone services?
Great question. And
I wouldn't go that far. It's a question, sure.
Yeah. Well, no, it was actually one of my first questions. Before I went on the cruise, I talked to a Canadian legend.
Yes.
Glenn Foster. He had just done one. So I chatted with him on the phone and he was awesome. He basically, this is the stuff he told me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can do laundry. Here's where it is. This is what you do. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Cause, you know, and
look at this. You're even doing recon.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assess the mission.
Military guys.
Well, because I called Doug Funk and Doug's like, you know, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
I did something.
Yeah, that's fun.
I cannot see you getting any constructive advice from Doug Funk.
He was like, they say you can't wear jeans, but you can. Right? You know Doug.
Yeah, that would be a big move for him.
Yeah, and Glenn is he's one of those guys. He's been around for a long time, and he is, you know, not that Doug is a pro.
Oh yeah,
but fantastic. Glenn and I are similar. He's like, make sure to keep your receipts. Mm-hmm. Here's how much it cost me from this place to this place. When you get on board, go here. But, you know, so it was really good. So they have internet calling cards. And phone calling cards. And basically what you do is you go into the staff lounge or the internet cafe. You pay $20 for 20 minutes on the online. No, wait. $20 for 200 minutes.
Okay.
For internet.
I was going to say, that sounds steep.
Yeah. And then $10 for an hour calling card.
Okay.
And so that's how you... What I've done is develop here a system. I'm amazed to know people haven't done this on the ship because I tell another comedian. They're like, oh my God, that's awesome. You log on. Cut and paste all your messages, log off.
Yes.
And then answer them.
Oh, I do that all the time. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but these guys were like, oh, that is brilliant. That'll save me so much money. Because guys like, I'm going through like a card a day.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
But if I'm away and I'm posting nice pictures, and I know a lot of my friends who are not comics are like, post more pictures. And a lot of other comics are like, stop posting your pictures.
Yes.
And I posted pictures. Nobody cared when I was posting pictures from Manning, Alberta.
Right.
Or Fort St. John, BC, right? Mm-hmm. There was no complaints there. So fucking deal with it.
You're long story short, you're in it for you, Jason. You're not in it for them.
Hide me on your status. Yeah. That's just click hide all from Jason.
Way to go. Here come some pictures.
Yeah, come on.
Stand by that.
I put a subway
way to take a stand.
Fucking right.
Of all the things you could take a stand on. So let's talk about the actual lifestyle that you will enjoy / endure on a cruise. Because a cruise for you is what, a week, 2 weeks?
I'll go for anywhere from 10 to 14 days. Mm-hmm. Because Canadians, we do fly in a bit. They don't. Some of the guys live right at the port. Mm-hmm. So they'll do one cruise on, one cruise off.
Right.
And that works well. So with us, and even, you know, money-wise, they want to go down.
Sure.
So I'll do like three cruises, mm-hmm. which is basically a full seven-day cruise, which I do the beginning and the end. And then I'll do like a 4-day.
Right.
And then I'll fly home.
Okay.
So the travel days are not like the old my old days where you'd, you know, drive 10 hours to a gig. I get up early in Toronto to fly down to somewhere in the Caribbean to board mm-hmm. a ship. Travel days are a pain in the neck.
Right.
None so much as New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve, I was on the Imagination. I'm supposed to be. So I'm leaving my ship in Belize to fly to Miami to stay overnight, to then the next day join the Imagination. That flight was canceled. So I waited in the airport for 5 hours waiting to get a voucher to go to the hotel. I'm like, I'm in Belize overnight. This isn't a bad thing. And I go to the hotel.
Unless you want a cab.
Well, no, but that's the thing is they're like, what can we do at night? They're like, do not leave.
Do anything.
Because the crime is so bad. I heard gunshots. I know gunshots. I heard gunshots.
Yes.
So I'm stuck in the hotel. No, but no big deal. I would have spent the night in Miami.
Sure.
Next day, I fly to Miami to board the ship. That flight is delayed. I miss my flight. I missed the boat. Mm-hmm. So now I'm in Miami, New Year's Eve, driving around for an hour looking for a hotel because I don't have any reservations.
Right.
I find one called the Runway Inn. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure they film all the dead hooker episodes of CSI Miami there.
Yep. Sounds good.
And there was a hooker in the next room. Mm-hmm. Like there were two guys coming in by the time like I went out to try to find like a pop machine or something.
You got entertainment for the night then.
So then the next day I wake up board and they're going to fly me to Nassau because they didn't have any comedy shows because it was New Year's Eve. But I was looking forward to that party.
Right.
Apparently they are killer. Like everybody on the ship is having, everybody is up on Lido deck. That's the open deck where the food is.
Okay. All right.
And that's where the pools are.
Look at you with the nautical terminology.
The Lido deck.
It's not nautical. It's carnival. That's what they call all their food decks. But so now I'm like, okay, fine. I get to go to Nassau. Well, I can't get close to the port because they have a parade on New Year's Day. So the closest they can get me is 3 clicks. So I have to walk in, which isn't a big deal, but I got to walk through crowds of people, get to the float or where the floats are coming by. I have to hop the barricade with my luggage, run through. They're all in feathers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I hop the other side to have 4 large police officers run at me.
Right.
Right. And I'm like, and at this point with all that I've had to go through,
you're obviously looking like a terrorist.
Yes. Yeah. So I drop my bags and I just kind of throw my hands up and they rush over and I explain what happened and they were the nicest guys. The guy's like, oh, come with me. I'll get you there. So they escorted me through the crowd.
Sure.
And I had 3 shows that night and it's one of those, that particular cruise stays overnight in Nassau.
Okay.
Usually they port in the morning, leave in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But this is a booze cruise. It's a 3-4 day cruise. Right. Booze cruises are people not paying a lot of money for their cruise, but drinking a lot.
Right.
Like I've seen people get on drunk and leave drunk and never sober up on this cruise.
So that's the other thing that is always brought up with me is like food is always included. Booze is not. Now, with a booze cruise, are they subsidizing the cost of the booze or are they just keeping it up and saying, no, it's a booze cruise? And just by naming it that, people are going to get hammered?
They don't name it that. That's what we call it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not it's not sold as a booze
cruise. I thought they
were
advertising this. Okay. Oh, there's a booze cruise I could take.
Some ships do 7-day cruises. Other ships do 4-day, 5-day, 3 days. It just depends. And the Destiny is my favorite ship to go on for more than one cruise because they do different ports every week. Mm-hmm. So they do a 5-day that does a Bahama run. Then they do a 5-day, which does a Mexican and Grand Cayman run. And then they do a 4-day Jamaica. And I was on for 3 in a row once. I did the Rick Springfield cruise.
Excuse me.
Rick Springfield was on board.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me you met him.
No.
Oh.
Because you know why? I didn't pay $400 and have the wristband.
You did not bop till you dropped?
I could have, but my room on the desk, I shared with the theater. So I heard everything.
Okay.
Right. And he got a little drunk in the piano bar.
Sure.
And apparently refused to play Jesse's Girl. How could you do that? How could you not? But that cruise, okay, single guy.
Well, you know, he just went along with a charade.
Single guy alert. Listen, okay. If you are single and want to hook up, then you find when Rick Springfield or some dude from the
Billy
80s
Idol
is doing a cruise and you mm-hmm. share a room with your buddy and you go, because there were 9 women for every 1 guy right. on this cruise. And I'm talking tons of single women or mm-hmm. women who aren't single but are looking for something because it's a cruise and mm-hmm. apparently it's not cheating if you're at sea.
Right.
Because
international waters. That's how pirates work.
Yeah. Sure. So it's just one of those things that I was amazed. And so I thought nobody's going to be coming to the comedy shows.
Right.
I thought wrong.
Aha.
Yeah, they were packed. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot
Rick
of fun.
Rick Springfield cruise. Rick Springfield. And you never met him. I would have thought as an entertainer, you'd be like brothers in arms. You go, hey, how's it going?
They're not
you
sure.
You ever play Peterborough?
No. That's the thing is he apparently, well, you know, you don't want to. He apparently is not the easiest guy to get along with.
Like, really?
Yeah. So.
Well, if he's getting pissy about Jesse's girl.
Well, come on. It's like Jimmy Walker refusing to say
dynamite.
What got you to the party, buddy?
Yeah. Exactly. You know what? What a jerk.
Well,
screw him.
Apparently he put on great shows.
Well, like, yeah,
they
you have
loved
to.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So here's the things that I have heard about cruises.
Mm-hmm.
And you've alluded to the fact that there's food everywhere.
Yes.
Is that the case? Like, are you just seeing like nonstop lineups? Because I've heard rumors, and again, substantiated or refute as need be, that it's just nonstop food. Like there's a 12 o'clock buffet, a 2 o'clock buffet, like things like that.
Well, they have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner buffet.
Sure.
Dinners, most of the people have seating in the dining room.
Uh-huh.
So they do the early seating or the late seating. And they've like staggered the comedy shows. So if you have the early seating or, you know, you can't make the 7:30 show, then the 8:30 show you can go and see. And then the next night there'll be a different comic in that slot.
Right. Okay.
So they do it like that as well. Plus they stagger their theater mm-hmm. shows. So the dinner buffet is a lot less, but then there's, during the afternoon, you'll have a burrito bar.
Mm-hmm.
The deli is open from like 11 till midnight. Wow. So you can always get a sandwich. The pizza bar is open. The pizza place is always open from mm-hmm. it's 24 hours.
Sure.
I love the visual of a pizza bar.
Yeah.
Well, and oh yeah.
Give me a pepperoni and leave the stick.
Yeah. So it's a line people get into
sure.
and it's, you know, yeah. the pizza's not bad. It's, the food is good
mm-hmm.
and it's different. Like the passenger food is different from the staff food.
Staff food's awful.
Well, it's like, hey, the bananas are fresh. Oh, we didn't get rid of them. Give them to the staff.
Okay.
Right? So you can always...
You're basically like a second harvest.
Yes.
For them.
And yeah. I do a joke. See, I vary my R shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I do 3 R shows. So the first 2 are repeats, but I always do a different 30
mm-hmm.
for the last one.
Sure.
Which is good because if it's the last midnight show, it gets people to come back because I tell them that the tomorrow show or the later show will be totally different. And I have a new joke where I teach them how to turn off the gag reflex.
Yes.
And when you say that, I mean, as a sales guy, it's your little hook.
Mm-hmm.
And man, did they come back.
Oh, sure.
I had to actually...
I love how your voice dropped there. And
yeah.
Man, did they come back.
I had to stop. I had to switch my sets up. I used to do the gag reflex joke mm-hmm. in the first set. But I'd be walking across Lido Deck and some dude would be yelling out, gag reflex thing works. I love you, man. And I was like,
now there's 2 ways you can look at this to the listener. One is obviously for, you know, the act of fellatio. The other is just so you can get more food in your gullet.
Either or. Yeah. I think the
first one, then the other.
Yes. Yes.
You got to recharge.
But
take that break.
When you're walking through the buffet area and some guy yells that out and his wife turns red and there's kids everywhere.
Right.
I decided to move it to the last.
Yeah, that's probably wise. That's probably.
But it's a nice hook to get them to come back to.
Now it's not just comedy shows that they're doing on these things as well. There's other entertainment as well.
Oh yeah. They have, well,
do you get to hang out with those acts? Like what were the things that you got to see?
Well, they have, basically what had happened is Carnival did, I guess they polled all their audience members and find out what do they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see big shows and they like comedy.
Right.
So they used to fly one comic, one juggler, and one magician onto the ship. Mm-hmm. Now it's just the comics. But some of the ships, the larger ships, they will do like, there's this one juggler, there's two jugglers who I met, and they were really good because they did things I've never seen jugglers do. So to me, as an entertainer,
be entertaining. Is that one of the things?
Well, they're very entertaining, but the one guy does this whole thing I've never seen with it's called a yo. His name is Edge.
Okay.
And
Edge the juggler.
Well, it's actually
I guess goatee and frosted tips?
No.
Okay.
Frosted tips. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. See?
And
I love him.
He's a great guy. He showed me the best pizza in St. Thomas, which is a place called Pizza Amore.
It's really bellissimo.
Good. Oh, it's really good.
There's a lot of culinary tips on this episode.
And not one of them boat related.
The Cornish game hen was really good on the Dream.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and a guy named Marcus, I'm trying to remember his last name. He was a juggler and he was great too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those guys,
all right.
I will go to see if I don't have a show and there is a show. I like them. I'll go. Like you go and see but a lot of the ships have the same type of shows. Mm-hmm. The Dancing in the Streets one I saw on the Dream. These guys, they had break dancers. Mm-hmm. They had these, you know, those strong guys, you know, the Cirque du Soleil guys who climb up the poles and they do I'm the flag.
Yes.
They had those guys on.
Okay.
So what's great is you're sitting, you know, having a beer for me, a glass of red wine in the crew bar.
Antioxidants
getting to you. This little dude comes up and he goes, oh, I saw your show. That was great. I'm like, dude, you were hanging by one arm off a pole straight. You're awesome.
I tell jokes about big vaginas. You were hanging from a pole.
Yes.
You are by far the stronger entertainer.
So you guys can just switch shows every once in a while.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man. You I would love to see on a pole.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Everybody, Todd just came out of the closet. That's what that was.
That did come out wrong, didn't it? I'm gonna force myself back into the closet. We'll take a break. We'll talk about Byte TV after this.
Here we go.
Is it 5 seconds?
Well, not yet.
Okay.
All right. Is that 5 seconds yet?
Oh, someone's gonna get a punch. Jason, would you punch him, please?
I can't reach.
I mean, afterwards.
Guests of Comedy Above the Pub get to punch Ian at the end of every show.
I'm quitting the show so I can come back as a guest then.
Mission accomplished.
I'm going to come back and I'm going to get booked every week. That's what's going to happen.
I don't think we've had 5 seconds yet.
No, I don't think so either.
Fuck you, Ian Atlett.
That was uncalled for. No, I think that was completely fair. Folks, we're back here with Jason Blanchard. Ian Atlas is with us.
Allegedly.
Still. Jason just had this look on his face like, I think those days are numbered. They quite possibly are. When you're not gallivanting across the Caribbean, or Caribbean, I don't know how you'd care to pronounce it, are back to producing another show by TV.
Yep, we're doing the third season starting in May. We'll be looking for people to submit videos online. Later on this month.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Now explain, first of all, Byte TV, for those who don't know, it's both a cable and online access show.
It's a multi-platform channel.
Yep.
They put their stuff out online, on TV, and then through cell phone packages stuff, right? So, Stand Up and Bite Me, the third season, bigger and better than before. We're giving away $10,000 for the
prize. Now, what was your prize before?
It was $5,000.
Yeah, I wouldn't wake up for that. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, now
$10,000, now I'm interested.
Now, first prize is $10,000. Mm-hmm. The online, so essentially the second place or the online favorite will be a $5,000 prize.
Okay.
So there's two chances to win some money.
So $15,000 total, if my math is correct.
Your math is correct.
Wow.
And your math would be correct.
Yes.
Because he went to university to add $10,000 and $5,000.
Absolutely.
My mother money has never well been prouder.
Good for you. Yes. And we're still doing it. There'll be 32 comedians who will be in the contest. Mm-hmm. So once you get in, you have a 1 in 32 chance or 1 in 16 from actually winning money.
That's true.
How's that for you?
Someone's walking home with some cash.
Absolutely.
And there's a 1 in 16 chance that you can do it.
And this year we are going to go across Canada. So we're going to do two preliminary rounds in Vancouver, location to be announced. And we're going to do two in Toronto, location to be announced. And the finals will be held at Second City.
Nice. Second City here in Toronto.
Yes.
Fantastic. So, great venue.
Yes.
So great venue. You know what? For an improv house, it's actually really good for stand-up.
And it's really good for TV, which is important for what we're looking for. Because there are places I would have loved I would have loved to been able to do it at a place like the Comedy Bar.
Sure.
Because I think, you know, you work with a guy named Gary, that would be fantastic and mm-hmm. easy.
Yep.
But they just, the layout is just non-conducive.
It's a very long
TV.
And narrow yeah. room. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's important. We still do a 3-camera shoot. So mm-hmm. if anybody has seen any of the clips from last year, or the year before that mm-hmm. they put on Byte or Byte.ca, they look really good.
Yeah, they're very professionally done. Yeah. You can use them as fine examples of your work if your set goes well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
If your set goes well.
Yeah. If it doesn't,
well, about 90%.
Give it a pass.
90% went really well. Actually, the guy who surprised me most, and not because he isn't a fun guy, and it's too bad he's not doing comedy anymore because I think he had potential, was Daryl Miller.
Oh, Daryl.
His set on his Stand Up and Bite Me set was the best I'd ever seen him do.
It's nice when that
happens. And yeah, it feels good, right?
And congrats to Daryl on his recent engagement.
Oh, is that why he's out of the game?
That's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Just prepping for the wedding and just.
No woman, no comedy.
We need to get a telethon. I always wanted to do a telethon.
Right.
For all those comedians mm-hmm. that we've lose to engagements and weddings.
Oh.
Don't begrudge them their happiness.
Well, no, but we don't. Yeah, but it's not. I've seen it before with guys like, I remember Neil Banzel.
Yeah.
Who does like one show a year.
Uh-huh.
And then he would sneak into the Fox like he was cheating on his wife. He'd run in and goes, Jason, I've got a couple minutes. Is there any chance I could do a spot?
Can you get
me
on?
Neil, go. And he would get up on stage and he'd run out trying to get home because
I'm Beale Nanzil.
He literally had a bag of milk and bread in his hands, right? Trying to get back. So yeah, we lose comics to that. So yeah, so 16
mm-hmm.
will be in from Toronto area.
Right. And 16 from
Vancouver and anybody.
Probably Alberta and stuff like that. The Western comics will get involved. Yeah.
I think with when you limit the field to 32 and it's open to everybody this year, whether you.
Of all affiliations.
Of all, yes. Whether you're an independent comedian or whether you're a Yuck Yucks comedian.
No.
It will be available to all as it stands right now.
Available.
Yes.
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 It's always been available.
Well, no. It is open to all comedians this year as it stands right at this moment.
Right.
So, yeah, and I think it'll be fun because when you only have 16 in Toronto, you think about the amount of comics.
And that's exciting because there is so much talent here that it's going to be a really intense
and
contest.
Vancouver, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But even
and the venues themselves are independent. It's not like you're tying it to one particular club with Second City being involved. Not only is it a great venue, but it's definitely, you know, Yucks and non-Yucks can come together.
Yes, but the one in the Toronto area, we're still...
It will probably be partisan, let's say.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to it because I had a lot of fun. The first 2 years was very busy because, you know, I did a lot of stuff trying to make it work. And the people at Byte are great. They appreciate that. So they've gotten sponsors, which I can't divulge until everything is signed. And then
when can people start to submit?
Well, in a week or two. Mm-hmm. So if you were a comedian and wanted to hop on board and put your submission in, you need to prepare a 10-minute video that you'll upload online. You can do it to YouTube, and then you'll be able to email the link. There is a Stand Up and Bite Me group on Facebook, which I would recommend if you're interested in getting more information. Go to that because I will update. I will always put stuff up there. So you'll be the first to know if you join that group. And if worse comes to worse, you can always just email me, jason@jasonblanchard.com. Mm-hmm. And I can
and how are people selected for it?
What I do is the same every year. As a comedian, I don't want to be – I never pick who goes in.
You're not a judgy person.
No. Well, of course I am. I'm a comedian. But the whole thing with this contest for me was to make it as transparent and as fair as we could possibly do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put together a focus group of a bunch of people who are – you know, yes, they're not comedians, but they just like who they like.
Right.
And it's worked so far. Well, you know, you always get a good group in there, and then we pick them. So this year it's going to be – let me say, if you're submitting a 10-minute video, make sure your first couple minutes are really good.
Yes.
Because last year we had over 100 submit for spots for 32, and it's very time-consuming to watch. So if somebody stinks off – if your set sucks off the top, yeah.
What would you say are the do's and don'ts for these things?
Make sure the sound is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Visually, it doesn't have to be as much because we're listening to the to it more than we're watching it. But you got to make sure the sound is good and there's not, you know, it's that background noise.
Right.
You know, if somebody's walking in front of your tape, that's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But we have to be able to hear you. And like I said, make sure that first couple minutes is killer.
Yep.
And not a whole lot of introduction and everything else. And now coming to the
stage. Spritzing.
Yeah, we don't care. Yeah, we don't care. I mean, you might have – your credits don't matter. Mm-hmm. It's all about being funny. Right. I mean, some
and
of the
funny with material, not just like talking to the crowd.
Don't send in anything where you're chatting to the crowd. Like the first year we had some guys who sent in their whole headlining set because at the time it seemed easy.
Right.
Right. And that is just a bad idea. Mm-hmm. So, and it doesn't have to be 10 minutes altogether. You can edit
splice it together and make
put your 10, but put together, send it in
10 good jokes.
But they want to know you have 10 solid minutes before you come in. And why is that?
Because this year, this year, the preliminary rounds are going to be 5 to 6 minutes, right?
Okay.
Once you get to the finals, you'll be doing 7 to 8, but it needs to be a completely different 7. So no jokes are to repeat. And that's how, and so that's why we want at least 10 so we make sure that you have it.
Yeah. Very cool. And there's no problems if, you know, for the comics, like, no, if the jokes that show up on that video are also used throughout the course of the competition.
No, that's fine. Well, of course, we want to see what you're going to put on.
Right.
Right. So that's one of my points, because I know they want to use the audition videos for stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but a lot of these tapes are not professionally shot. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't come across good on TV. Let's just focus on the actual performances. And it's nice that you don't have to worry about, you don't have to worry whether it's clean or dirty, because Byte is a specialty channel. So they air all their stuff after 9. So
exactly.
Anything goes. And
yeah. And that was one of the things that I really liked about your program in the beginning anyway, was that you were very ardent about the fact that it was going to be, uncensored, completely live, unedited.
Yeah.
Yes, 3-camera shoots, but that was more just for visualization. Mm-hmm. The flow of a 7-minute set was going to be just that, and you were judging it on the merits of that particular performance in the room.
No laugh tracks added.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like, and which gives a nice little twist of the knife too, because if someone is dying and there's silence, well, there you go. And that happens.
Yep.
And that totally happens.
That's the way you roll it. But it was always a sticking point for me, because we have friends who've done stuff on television. And, mm-hmm. you know, Fraser Young is the best example on one of the things that he did on TV. They edited out his punchline of his closer.
Yeah.
And when you know him and you're sitting in a room with people who were watching it, like, well, that last one wasn't funny. I mean, right. It is if the punchline was on TV.
That might help.
That's not an essential piece, is it?
Yeah. Ugh. So, and now Byte, trust me, because at the beginning they were like, oh, I don't know if we can do that. But it works, mm-hmm. right? It's as close to live as you can get it when you don't edit it. Because we know comics who've gone down to do Last Comic Standing.
Right.
And they only ever aired like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. But they were doing longer sets. Well, who's to decide what 2 minutes they see?
Some guy in a booth.
Exactly. Yeah. So it should be a comedian. You know your jokes. If you're doing a 6-minute set and you have a callback, well, if that callback isn't in the joke, that makes no sense to anybody.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it this year, and we're going to have a lot more fun with it.
Right.
So, and they have a budget.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. So what's the website for Byte TV?
Byte.ca. It's very, very easy.
Byte.ca, that's it?
Yep.
And you can find that on Rogers Channel 1856. It's somewhere up there.
No, I think Rogers was,
yeah.
You can go online to figure out where it is.
Yeah, it tells you there, folks. It's going to be fantastic. Thank you for coming down, Jason.
Yeah, it's fun.
I am looking forward to tonight, because I can't remember the last time you and I actually got to work together.
August.
So that's going to be fun. Yeah, I think it might have
been. You had the full beard. It was the fundraiser up in Kingston.
That's right. Yeah. Good times. And who's on stage with you? It's Evan Carter.
Evan Carter. Yep. Jeff Shuella is middling.
Is middling?
Yeah.
This is a great weekend. I'm loving this. Okay.
I remember Jeff when he got started.
So
he's doing so well. He's had a really, really good week.
Yeah. Awesome.
So if anybody wants to know, like, I've been doing that stupid blog thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, what motivated this?
Actually, Brian Hope.
Oh, no.
Well, because my website is...
I can't imagine he goaded you into doing something creative.
Well, here's the thing is, my website, jasonblanchard.com, when you go to it, it opens. It gives you the website or the blog. So I'm on a cruise, and I get a message going, update your blog, jackass. And it's like, you know
that
what?
That sounds like Jason.
I have enough.
Or sounds like Brian.
But now I at least have enough stuff. So I'll post pictures. Mm-hmm. Originally, I did it because my mom was like, well, where are you now? Where are you now? I'm like, well, I'll just do the blog so mom can... do it. And now there'd be people, somebody in the Ukraine who goes to it every day.
Sure.
I don't know who it is.
It's weird when you look, go through the stats and stuff like that. Like, we get hits from Holland, obviously.
We're huge
that
last in night. China.
It's massive in China, actually. It's weird. Lot
by
in the
huge,
US,
we mean three.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Our numbers are paired.
One Ukraine, right. One from Russia,
mm-hmm.
And then everybody, then it's all North America.
Again with the microphone.
Sorry.
How are you a professional?
I don't know. That's why I hold on to it.
Right.
That's why I hold it, right?
That's how we'll do you next time. We'll put you on a mic stand in the side and you can just do it like
I'll just have a stool to lean
there
on.
There you go. Yep, that's fine. You can have your notes there. Thank you for coming down. People can go to your blog, jasonblanchard.com.
Yep.
Go check that out. Make sure you do your Google Analytics on that. That'll be fine. Follow you on Twitter. Jason_Blanchard.
That's true.
Is that right? You can follow and tweet in guest questions. Tweet the guests every episode. Follow us on CATP Podcast. That is right, folks. Cat P. You can follow Ian at
Atlas Chug.
I love it. That's one of the best Twitter handles out there, I have to say. Coming from you, weird. You can follow me, folks. Hey, it's TVA. It's a pleasure to have you back listening to us. Thank you again, Jason, for coming down. On behalf of Jason, Ian, and myself, where do you find your comedy? When it's not on a cruise, probably above the pub.
Lately, I find I rush. Together the sun and the sky, the spots on my face. And I must be stuck, my feet already are.
Fair enough. Okay, let's start. We'll do 5 seconds of silence, please, so I can find the room.
And don't number the episode.
I shan't!
Okay.
But now you put it in my head, guess what I'm going to fucking do?
Well, then get your
shut
game
up!
Together.
Shut up!
The levels are going high.
Why do you think I put the screens in front of here? Shut up! T's and P's. Perfect example.
I love how there's a sneeze guard on the
microphone. 5 seconds, please.